USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are rolling out an alternative to President Biden's massive infrastructure plan.
To try to reach somewhere near $1 trillion over an 8-year period of time that would include our baseline spending.
West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito saying the $928 billion plan is spread out over 8 years. She also says it focuses on traditional infrastructure upgrades that cover things like highways and bridges. Meantime, President Biden on the road in Cleveland, Ohio, selling his infrastructure plan, saying his plan will create many good American jobs.
100% of our investment is going to be guided by one principle, make it in America.
At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 141 points to close at 34,464. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
A new poll out shows the majority of Americans are in favor of ending a coronavirus safety net program.
A new poll shows that a majority of Americans agree with the moves that several states have made in ending enhanced federal unemployment benefits. At least 23 states have announced they will opt out of the federal program that provided an extra $300 in weekly unemployment benefits. A Quinnipiac poll released Wednesday showed that 54% of Americans believe that ending the extra payments is the right move, with 38% saying it's the wrong thing to do. State officials who have moved to end the benefits argue that the extra payments have contributed to labor shortages. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
CVS is offering incentives to persuade Americans to get a coronavirus vaccination. The nation's biggest pharmacy chain says people 18 and older who have received or plan to receive a vaccination can enter to win what CVS calls the One Step Closer sweepstakes. For 6 weeks, starting June 1st, CVS will hold weekly drawings for more than 1,000 prizes. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A former Marine is in danger of assassination by North Korea as he faces extradition.
Lawyers claim a former U.S. Marine wanted by Spain for breaking into the North Korean embassy in Madrid 2 years ago to help a diplomat defect could be assassinated by Kim Jong-un's regime if he is extradited by the Justice Department. 40-year-old Christopher Ahn on Fox News.
The U.S. government's trying to extradite me, and it's very disappointing that that's what they want to do, quite frankly. But I also have trust in the American government. I have trust in the American system. And quite frankly, I have trust in the American people. You know, all I can do is have faith in the fact that in the end, logic and common sense and people who care about what's going on will prevail.
Mr. Ahn faces his final extradition hearing in federal court in Los Angeles, California on Tuesday. 2 years ago, he was freed on $1.3 million bail, but was forced to serve home confinement ahead of a possible extradition to Spain. Magistrate Gene Rosenbluth is expected to make a ruling in a couple of weeks. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Airbnb is extending its global ban on parties on rental properties through the end of the summer. The company is saying the policy has proven to be popular with their host community. Airbnb saying they will not tolerate behavior that disrupts neighbors or violates the trust of their host community. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.